Free. Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. As I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all that the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the ability to preach and teach this morning. Lord, I thank you for the anointing, God, that's loosed in this house. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that the words I speak would be the words of the Holy Spirit. Lord, give me entrance into men and women's hearts this morning. And Lord, let a revelation, God, Lord, be brought up out of us, God, a revealed truth, God, Lord, that changes us from the inside out. Lord, I declare in the name of Jesus, Father, in the precious name of Jesus, that when we leave this place, we have a deeper understanding of your love, a deeper knowledge of who you are and who we are. Lord, that we walk closer in our destiny and understand more, God, about the purposes of our life. And Lord, why we're here and what you've called us to do. Lord, I speak that over the saints this morning in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you, God, that there's no distraction. Lord, there's no thought pattern. There's no high imagination that will exalt itself against your word this morning. Lord, give us ears to hear and a heart to receive what you have prepared for us. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise for that in Jesus' name. And if you believe that this morning, say amen.
Amen.
Now, we've been doing identity theft for a few weeks now, and we just kind of wrapped that up Sunday. I want to back up to Wednesday night real quick, because how many know that the Old Testament is really a picture of things that were to come in the New Testament? We refer to it a lot of times as shadows and types, or the stories. And in a lot of ways, the children of Israel, or the nation of Israel, is a type of church that we see take place in the New Testament, and that there's principles and there's strategies and there's things that we glean from the Old Testament that apply to the church today. And we know that the law that he's talking about here is the law of Moses, that he says, do not let it depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. And the fulfillment of that law is Jesus Christ. So how many of you understand this morning that we're going to be meditating on Jesus? That we're not to depart from Jesus. Come on, somebody. Amen. That we're supposed to be with him and walking with him, and in faith for the promise of our life. And one of the things that we talked about Wednesday night, because as we've been in the book of Romans, and I really want to encourage y'all to be a part of this study, because it really is really getting really good. And if you've ever had any hang-ups, or you've been challenged on what you believe, and you have doubt creep into your life, I want to encourage you to be here on Wednesday night, because you're going to get free in the next few weeks. We're in Romans 6, 7, and 8, which is an amazing portion of Scripture to me, and a big part of the revelation of my life and some of the things that God showed me. But one of the things that we were talking about on Wednesday night is that God gave us the law that he was talking about in Romans chapter 7. And Paul was saying, you know, I do the things I don't want to do, and the things I want to do I can't do. And we were talking about that. And then he talked about the law. Should we do away with the law? And he said, by no means. And one of the things that a lot of times you will see in a Pentecostal charismatic church is that people say, I'm not under the law. Don't you be putting a law on me. I'm under grace. Well, you are under grace, but you got to understand that grace is also a law. Come on. Everything comes from a law. And one of the things that we were discussing Wednesday night is that if you're obeying the law of God, because you're just obeying the law of God, because that's how you're getting your acceptance or your approval or your performance-based relationship with God, and you're saying, well, I'm a Christian because I do this, or I'm a Christian because I do that, and I'm a Christian because I do that, then you're in error. But it doesn't give you an excuse to not obey the law. See, one of the things that we come to in the new revelation of Jesus Christ is that we do obey the law, but we obey the law instead of out of a heart of fear that God's going to do something to us if we don't obey, or we're going to be in trouble if we don't obey, or there's going to be a consequence for our behavior if we don't obey. Instead of being motivated by that, we're now motivated by a heart of gratitude. And instead of fear, we're so thankful to the Lord, and we have this heart of gratitude because of what Jesus has done, that we obey the law from the right approach, from the heart of thankfulness and the heart of gratitude. How many know that's the difference? You still obey the law. You just don't do it because you're afraid something bad's going to happen to you. Because every time anything that has to do with the law, if we're obeying it because of the consequence, it's fear-based. This is what we were discussing Wednesday night. So if the speed limit's 55 and you're going 65, how many know you got this little thing in your heart going, man, there ain't no cop watching me? Why? Because you're afraid you're going to get a ticket. So the law establishes fear. We understand that. Jesus comes along, does away with fear, and he says, you're not under the law anymore, but I have this new law of grace that I'm going to bring to your life. And now we obey the law out of gratitude, not fear. Does everybody understand that? So when Joshua 1 talks about in this type of this picture of a church that we're going to meditate on this day and night and it's not going to depart from our heart, what's he talking about for us as a church? He's talking about Jesus. He's talking about us walking the walk with the Lord. He's talking about the purposes of our life and this journey of Christianity that we're on, that every day we get up, we walk with the Lord. And instead of doing things our way, we do things his way. Not because we're afraid Jesus is going to mash us into the ground, but because we're so grateful because of what he's done for us. Does everybody see that this morning? Amen?
Amen.
I just wanted to clear that up before we get into this morning. My assignment today is ready or not, here we go. Touch somebody and say, here we go. Here we go. Thank you, Jesus. I remember when you were a kid and we used to play the game hide and go seek. It actually involved having to use your mind and your body. Remember that? It's a little bit more complicated than Xbox 360 or PlayStation 3. Because you don't just sit there with your thumbs, brain dead, staring at the screen. You actually have to move around a little bit and get your heart beating. How many know what I'm talking about? Hide and go seek was a very complicated game for a lot of us. Because you had to be very creative and your mind had to be challenged on where you were going to hide. And some of us were a little bit too big to hide in some places. And what would happen is you'd get everybody all together and you'd pick somebody who was going to be it. You're going to be it. And the person that was it would have to find everybody else that was hiding. And the whole group would go off to hide. And the person that was it would count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then what?
Ready or not, here I come.
And they would let everybody know, if you're hiding, here they come. And that means if you ain't hid yet, you better get hid quick. Ready or not, here I come. In other words, you ought to be in position by now, and if you're not, too late, we're coming anyway. Come on, somebody. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand this concept this morning. Ready or not, here we go.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Well, good morning, everyone. Our time is 14 minutes after 11 here today at WCNO. Karen is with me this morning, and Kathy. We've got others that we're expecting to show up any minute now to help us renew our effort to raise some funding here for WCNO. Many of you know already that during the last couple of weeks, WCNO was involved in our prayer and praise time. We raised a good deal of funds, but we came short of our goal. Well, we're going to give everyone another opportunity. Those of you that perhaps didn't get a chance to call in during the prayer and praise time, we're going to give you an opportunity to do that today. Now, we're only going to be with you for a few hours today. We're going to be with you up until about 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, Joe Martek and Team Martek's coming in to do their program. We'll be in and out between the programs with all the programs that you normally hear during the rest of the day. They're going to be there, you know, and We're not going to be preempting any programs today, but we have a little window of opportunity right now to share with you the financial needs of WCNO, and hopefully those of you that were unable to call last week, maybe you were out of town, you just didn't get a chance to do that. Maybe you didn't know we were doing our fundraising. Well, we hope that today, in the next couple of hours, you might help us get a little closer to our goal. Matter of fact, we're just very, very close to having all the funds that we need. Listen to this. We had funds come in last Saturday, and checks came in the mail. We found $990 that we didn't know about. And then on Monday, we found another $774. And then yesterday, we had $533 came in. And so we've added all that to our totals. And as of right now, we're at $154,128. Well, how far do we have to go? $40,872. And we have a little help here from our friend Francesco up in Covington, Georgia. And he is a former employee here at WCNO, and he's calling with some matching funds here to try to get things started today with our continuation of our fundraising effort. Is that what we should call it?
The continuation of our
That's a long name, isn't it? Maybe we should just...
It's appropriate, though.
It's appropriate. But anyway, so what we're hoping is that for those of you that were unable to call and renew your gift, that you might do that today. And that those of you that have never given to us before, that you might join us with a gift of support. This is what we do every 6 months. WCNO pauses from our regular programming and takes some time to share with you the financial needs of this station. And our need is to raise $195,000 for the support of this radio ministry. We do that twice a year. That's been our goal for quite some time now. And once again, we've held our goal to $195,000. We haven't increased that. There's been some pressure to do that because, as you all know, prices have increased. The price of operating, the insurances have increased. A lot of different things have gone on that might prompt us to raise that goal by a little bit, but we're going to hold it there at $195,000 without increasing that. And right now we're $40,872 away from having our goal completed. And so, Karen, we have some phone numbers. We hope to get these phones ringing here. I know this is short notice for some people. People are going, what? What's going on? What's happening? And so why don't you give some phone numbers and let's see if there's anybody out there that maybe they didn't get a chance to call that might want to call today.
Yes, you can call us toll free, 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. And if you're here in the local area, 772-221-1100. You can also go to our website, wcno.com.
That's right. And we thank you, Karen. Our phone lines are open. We hope that those of you that maybe you didn't get a chance to call during the regular prayer and praise time, that you'll call today. And Francesco from Covington, Georgia. Many of you know Francesco was a... member of the WCNO staff here. He has moved up to outside of Atlanta, Covington, and they're living up there now. But he called and says, let's use this $500 to get it started. And so if you call right now, and maybe you didn't get in on the matching funds during the prayer and praise time, if you call with a gift of $10, he'll match it today with $10. If you call with $100 right now, of course, that would be matched with $100. But we're going to do that. We're going to try to get that done here in just the next few minutes. And I believe that we could do that. And that will take us even a little closer to having our goal accomplished. So give us a call. The phone lines are open, 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Okay, friends, we are sorry about that there. We got talking with some folks coming into the station here. And we have a gift. This is a gift from Lonnie and Stuart, a gift of $50. That's going to be matched with $50. We've got Gary coming by the station with a gift of $100. And so that's going to be matched with $100. So there's $350 left in our matching funds challenge from Francesco there in Covington, Georgia, giving a challenge out to raise $500, and he'll match it with $500. How about that? Well, that would be a good thing if we can get all this going here today. This is going to take us another step closer to our fundraising effort. So Gary coming by said he heard us on the radio. He was just driving by. I said, I'm going to stop in and drop off this gift. So Gary, God bless you. Thank you so much for that gift. And Lonnie from Stewart, thank you for that gift. $50, $350, Karen, left in our matching fund shout. So we've got to start.
That's excellent.
All right.
Well, you know, Gary said he had just jumped in his car.
Yeah.
And he turned on and then he heard you.
Heard us talk about, said he didn't get in last week, but came by the station. And that's a wonderful thing. All right. We have $350 left in our matching funds from Francesco. Listen to this. He's from Covington, Georgia. Many of you know Francesco, former employee here at WCNO. Not able to be with us on the air here today, but he is with us. What would you say? He's with us in spirit.
That's right.
He's behind us, and we hope that you'll get behind us as well. And if you call, he will match up your gift dollar for dollar up to $500, and we have $350 to go. Our time is 11:26. Hey, you know something's happening this Sunday.
What is that?
We've got to set our clocks back. Turn the clocks back 1 hour on Sunday the 6th. It says do that at 2 a.m. So we want everybody to wake up at 2 a.m. and turn their clocks back.
No. I don't know why they do that. It's always
at 2 o'clock in the morning. Do you ever wake up to turn your clock?
No.
No, you do it before you go to bed.
Right.
Yeah. Or you do it the next day when you get up and you say, sure is light outside for, you know, this time in the morning.
Or you just look at your phone and it's already fixed for you.
Maybe. But anyway, remember to turn back your clocks this coming Sunday, 1 hour. We go into fall, you fall back 1 hour. Okay. Yeah. But that's coming up Sunday the 6th. I remember one time they had the time change, and it was the fall where you set the clock back, and I forgot to change the clock. I got to church early. And then that following spring, you know, they moved the clock ahead, and I forgot to do that, you know, and got to church late, you know. And so anyway, all right, don't be late. Reset your clocks. Mm-hmm. It's 11:28. Again, for those of you that wonder what in the world is going on there today, why is Tom on the radio again? Well, we're not preempting any programs today. We are going to be here with you just, well, how much time we've got? Just about an hour?
Yes.
Okay, because
an hour and a couple of minutes.
An hour and a couple of minutes to do what we can. And this will take us up another step. Now, if you're not able to call today, we hope that you will go online to our website, WCNO.com, and make a pledge or a donation by credit card online. If you go to the website, WCNO.com, look in the menu bar for the words donate here. Go to that page. And then when you get there at the top of the page, you can simply make a pledge. You don't need any credit card information. You don't need any banking information. You don't need anything but your name and address and how much you wish to give. You send that to us. We'll put a letter in the mail to you with a return envelope. And when you receive it, when do you send it back?
At your convenience, whenever you can.
Whenever you can. You put it in the mail, send it back our way. But if you care to give by credit card today online, you can do that. On that same page, you go down a little bit, and you can give a one-time gift by credit card, or you can even go down a little further on that page, and you can make a monthly reoccurring payment. You can set it up for 2 months, 3 months, up to 6 months of duration. And so if you want to give $10 a month for 6 months, that would be a $60 gift. And you can do that online at our website, WCNO.com. And while we're talking about the website, you know, the holiday season's coming up. A lot of people are going to be shopping online. Do you know about the